This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold on Taylor Swift Friday in the city of Pittsburgh. Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. One of the songs that'll definitely be played at Acrisure Stadium, Heinz Field, no matter what you want to call it today. Everybody from the city of Pittsburgh and from various other areas locally, even nationally if they came in for the concert, will be filling the North Shore. It'll be great for businesses. Great for people that enjoy summertime music, people that enjoy Taylor Swift's music. Anti-Hero will be one of the main songs featured, I would imagine. But somebody who's not a hero, at least for the city of Oakland, is Commissioner Rob Manfred. The situation in Oakland has gotten to become a disaster. It seems like it was already, but the events in the last week have made things what seems like 10 times worse. So the A's held a reverse boycott earlier this week against the Tampa Bay Rays, baseball's best team, first of 50 wins on the season. And the premise of it was that the A's, a lot of the fans were boycotting games, deciding not to show up to protest the team. Well, not just the team, basically to protest the owner, John Fisher, who A's fans are completely unhappy with and just kind of at a loss for words about as the A's continue to look for options to move out of Oakland and relocate to Las Vegas. 27,000 people, 27,000 fans filled into the Oakland Coliseum to watch the A's take on the Tampa Bay Rays. And it was an incredible sight to see compared to the roughly 8,000 that the A's were drawing previously as an average attendance. There were some minor league ballparks that were drawing more fans than the Oakland A's at points this season. Now, in the series against Tampa Bay, the A's lost two in a row in the four-game set, won the first game on Monday, won the boycott game on Tuesday, 2-1, split the series against Tampa Bay. And there was a moment where all the fans went silent. And the A's fans all at once started chanting, "Sell the team, sell the team," trying to do anything possible to save their beloved Oakland A's after losing various other franchises from the Bay Area. So Rob Manfred spoke yesterday on the A's relocation, and woo, did it make headlines. Is Rob Manfred just unaware of the situation? Well, he's very aware of it, but Rob Manfred, there's no doubt about it, is a businessman. He is willing to do whatever it is for the betterment of the game, which he should. But does he really have much of a care for the city of Oakland. At this point, I think he's just frustrated and he don't care. He doesn't care about what the fans in the city of Oakland has to say. Rob Manfred on the A's relocation, quote, "The real question is, what is it Oakland was prepared to do? There is no Oakland offer, okay? They never got to a point where they had a plan to build a stadium at any site. And it's not just John Fisher. The community has to provide support. There were instances where the A's were trying their hardest to get a contract done, to get a stadium done. And Oakland had more land that it was trying to make viable compared to what Las Vegas is offering right now in a $380 million stadium." Manfred spoke on the reverse boycott in Oakland as well, and he said, quote, "I mean, it was great. It is great to see what is this year almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing." What a way to troll the fans in Oakland, huh? They got 27,000. That's about the average MLB attendance right now for the 2023 season. Baseball, at this point, thriving. Doing a lot better than in years past. The games are quicker. There's a lot more stolen bases, balls in play, banning the shift. Things in baseball are looking up right now. Everywhere other than Oakland. And for Rob Manfred to go out of his way to troll Oakland for drawing a crowd for one night and basically trying to say, great job, you finally pulled where the other 29 teams are. Manfred also spoke on studies that say that stadiums don't really generate significant local and economic growth compared to where the Oakland Coliseum is, and right now not doing much for that. Manfred said, quote, "I love academics. They're great. Take the areas where baseball stadiums had been built. Look at what's around Truist Park. That's in the Atlanta area. Before that was built, academics can say whatever they want." So the Oakland's mayor's office released a counter statement to Rob Manfred's comments saying, this is just totally false. There was a very concrete proposal under discussion, and Oakland had gone above and beyond to clear hurdles, including securing funding for infrastructure, providing an environmental review, and working with other agencies to finalize approvals. The reality is the A's ownership had insisted on a multi-billion dollar 55-acre project that included a ballpark, residential, commercial, and retail space. Nothing wrong with that, right? Build a new ballpark, build up the area around the ballpark, put houses around there, new restaurants, kind of do what's been done to the North Shore. You build Heinz Field, you build PNC Park, 2001 they opened, the casino in 2009, so many different restaurants and facilities that are, the North Shore continues to be built up with new restaurants, new parking garages, new different areas for people to be able to explore. The mayor's office continued, in Las Vegas, for whatever reason, they seem satisfied with a 9-acre leased ballpark on leased land. If they had proposed a similar project in Oakland, we feel confident a new ballpark would already be under construction. Oakland showed its commitment to the A's, and that is why the A's belong in Oakland. Seems like everybody but Rob Manfred thinks that. And it doesn't seem like that much of a doubt that the other 29 owners are going to pass this deal to go through. For the A's to go to Las Vegas, where the Golden Knights just won the Stanley Cup for the first time after debuting 7 years ago, not too long ago. Vegas sports is booming. The A's might be next in Vegas. And it's not to the delight of Tom Hanks, Bay Area native, who said, we lost the Raiders. Raiders went to Vegas. The Warriors moved to San Francisco, and now they're going to take the A's out of Oakland. Damn them all. Is not happy. Tom Hanks with John Fisher and the whole entire ownership group with the Oakland A's. And it just takes you back to the Penguins, when the Penguins potentially were going to move out of Pittsburgh, and how much it took to be able to get the deal done, to get Consol Energy Center and now PPG Paints Arena, Mario Lemieux stepping up to the plate, Ron Burkle, and everything that came about for the Penguins to stay where the Penguins belonged. And it's going to take a miracle for the same to be able to happen for the A's. It seems that Oakland is just a doomed sports city. After losing the Warriors moving just across the bay to San Francisco, before that, it was the Oakland Raiders moving to Vegas after not being able to get a deal done. The Coliseum is a dump. It is just not suit for anything. There was a story about a possum being eaten in the visiting broadcast booth earlier on this season. I mean, come on, Oakland. There's just not much that's going right. And the A's, as the second worst baseball team now behind the Kansas City Royals, seem bound to go to Vegas. I'm Austin Bechtel. It's the Fan Early Morning Show here on 937 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.